On a regular Shabbos, Parsha Shkolim, when Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, so the Minig Yisrael is to take out two Sifrei Torah. The first one we read Parshas Mishpatim, and then we read Parshas Shkolim. So even though the Shari Ephraim raises the issue, since Mishpatim and Shkolim, Parshas Shkolim is from Parshas Kisisa, which is pretty close, so therefore maybe it's this closer, maybe you should only use one Sefer Torah and roll it. It would be quicker than doing Hagba and Galia and going ahead and doing it. So in fact, apparently that's the minute quoted from Rav Nosson Adler, the Chasim Sofer's Rebbe, and Rav Shmuel Salant. They took out one Sefer Torah on Shabbos Shkolim. They felt that since it's close together, it's not Tircha de Tzibur. Our minig is against that. So number one is why isn't it Tircha de Tzibur? So one answer given by the Ritz Geis is that, in Achinami, by Parsha Shkolim, maybe it would be better, it would be less time. But we're concerned that if they do it by Parsha Shkolim, they're going to do it by all the other parashios. And therefore, instead of taking out two Sifrei Torah, so therefore, it's a low plug. However, others say, no, it's not a Tircha de Tzibur, even if it would take longer. Because the poskim say, when you do a Hagba on the first Sefer Torah, it's not Tircha de Tzibur. Tircha de Tzibur means the Tzibur is waiting for no reason. A person's taking 10 minutes to walk up for the Li instead of taking 30 seconds. That's Tircha de Tzibur. But when Hagba is being done, it's a mitzvah for the Tzibur to look at the Sefer Torah, to look at the Ksav. Therefore, they're busy with the mitzvah of Hagba, so there is no problem of Tircha de Tzibur. And therefore, the minhag is to take out two Sifrei Torah, even if we have Parshas, even though when we have a regular Rosh Shabbos and Shkolim. So the practice is two. And in fact, the halacha is, and it's coming out this year we take out three, because Rosh Chodesh Adar, the one close to, assuming it was a leap year, but there's only one, so Rosh Chodesh Adar, that falls out on Shabbos, we take out three Sifrei Torah. So what's the Seder? So normally you have Mishpatim and Shkolim. So what do you do? What do you do when you have three? So the halacha is you read Mishpatim for the first six aliyahs, and then you read Rosh Chodesh as the seventh aliyah, and then for the maftir you read Shkolim. Why does Rosh Chodesh come before Shkolim? So we have a general rule, Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem, that if you have a frequent mitzvah and a less frequent mitzvah, we go ahead and we do the more frequent one. Since Rosh Chodesh comes out more often than Shkolim, so we read Rosh Chodesh first. And as well, even without that reason, since the Takana was that they want us to read from the Haftorah Parsha Shkolim, so if you would reverse the order and do Shkolim and then Rosh Chodesh, halacha would be you have to read from Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, since the halacha is you're supposed to read from Shkolim, that's our minhag. So therefore, we read first Rosh Chodesh, and then we read from Shkolim. Even though the Ramah brings down that a katan can be called up for mafta for the Dalet Parashios for Parashios Shkolim. However, the Be'er Halacha quotes some other Achronim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, that a katan should not be called up for the Dalet Parashios. And therefore, maybe there's some sheets as old as the Raisa. However, so therefore, all things being equal, we try not to call up a katan, I guess the Shaila, if it's the Bar Mitzvah, or some other thing. So then, since it's a debate, so in cases of machlokes, to avoid machlokes, or some poskim ameko, it depends on, I guess, So it's a judgment call by the Amora of the Astra, the Posek, to decide what to do. But generally speaking, we try to avoid the problem if possible. So again, so on a regular Mishpatim Shkolim, it's Mishpatim and Shkolim, we take out two Sifri Torah, even though Rav Shmuel Salant and Rav Nassin Elwood, they felt it wasn't Tiercha Tzibor. We say either because like the Ritz Geyes, it's a low pug, and Echinam, in this case it's quicker, but in the big picture, we don't want... So we don't want it to take out two Sefer Torah, and we have a big gap. And even if not, we have another... And that's one reason. And another reason given is there's no Tiercha Tzibor when you're doing Hagba. But rolling up the Sefer Torah, even though in theory, if let's say rolling up the Sefer Torah... So according to the first pshat, perhaps that rolling up, whatever is quicker, that's how you determine Tiercha Tzibor. According to the other pshat, no. It's, you always do Hagba and Galil. That's not Tiercha Tzibor because it's doing a mitzvah. But rolling up the Sefer Torah is a Tiercha Tzibor, and therefore it's better not to roll up. So I guess the shaila would come up. So everyone discusses if you have one Sefer Torah and you need to lean three. So therefore, if you're rolling, even though Kisisa is much quicker, you still got to read, go do Rosh Chodesh, and then Shkolim, because you want to read Haftorah Shkolim. The Shai was, I don't know if you have two Sifrei Torah. Then what he does, he knows it's interesting, they don't say, even though they say it's a mitzvah to do Hagba, and not Tiercha Tzibor, they don't say that you should do Hagba and you should do Hagba Galia. Hagba, put it away and go for, and... Because anyway, you have to roll up a Sefer Torah. Anyway, so that's the Shaila. When you have one, if you have two Sefer Torah, so clearly you do Mishpatim. So the Shaila is, which Sefer Torah do you roll up? Do you roll up Rosh Chodesh? Because it's much farther, because it's one further away, but then you have to, then what are you going to do with Mishpatim? So you're going to have to either roll it up and then bring it out again for Shkolim, or if you roll from Mishpatim to Rosh Chodesh, so then you'd have to, and then you'd have the Sefer Torah already on. So that's the Shiloh. Is it better to go back and take out a Sefer Torah again by Mishpatim, or just roll it to Rosh Chodesh and then save it for Parshas Shkolim.